Hi guys, welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm here with Sarah Huron.
Hello, hello.
Travis Cronin.
Oh, I am here too.
Gwen Flamberg.
Well, hello.
And I'm your host, Brody Brown. Once again, we're here to talk about all the hottest news of the week, and then some. You can listen on Spotify, tune in on iTunes. Maybe you've got this cranked up on a big speaker outside of your crush's house to show them you've got good taste and convince them they should go on a date with you when quarantine's over. Maybe you've got this cranked up on high on your back porch, blaring it into your neighbor's backyard to punish them for loudly arguing every time you're trying to take a quick afternoon quarantine nap. Either way, welcome back. And for the first timers, we've been waiting for you. We've got some major news highlights this week. We've got sad celebrity deaths. We've got celebrity kids taking to Instagram Live again. We've got toxic couples getting back together. We've got feuds that apparently won't die that we really wish we would. We've got pregnancy announcements. We've got birth events. We've got exclusive details on upcoming royal parties. And of course, tons of celebrity corona-related content. But before we kick off with the news, let's start off with those celebrity intentions. Of course, when we ask celebrities to start doing things, stop doing things, baby girl, Sarah Huron, who is your intention for this week?
Okay, so I know we're going to talk about the royals, but I just need to say that in a week, we will be at Harry and Meghan officially donezo March 31st, the transition complete. And at a time like this, I need my girl Meghan, who I have, you know, criticized many times for this that I'm now asking her to do, I need her to thirst out all over Instagram. I need her to start going live. I need videos of Archie. I need recipes from the TIG, live vlogs. I'm going to need it all once she's done with her official situation all transitioned on March 31st. And this is the time to need it. And I might criticize her for it, but I need that option.
Beautiful and a regal, inspired choice for your intention this week. Travis, thank who's you. Yours for?
Mine is for Miss Denise Richards, star of Wild Things, a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, among many
guys,
other
I watched
Hallmark
the premiere.
Accomplishments. You watched the premiere?
Yeah, I got the premiere of Beverly Hills and New York. They're both really good.
Oh, New fantastic. York is so good. I saw that.
Feel free too. To send me those, Sarah. I will keep them under embargo. Okay, but my intention for Denise is she has the huge feud with Lisa Rinna and Brandy and threesome allegations and lesbian love tryst allegations. And there were reports from that she was not talking about it at the end or like showing up to the reunion or going to do about it. But I need her to talk about the threesome. I just want her to be like really candid about it because this is juicy details that we need at this troubling time.
I hear
so
you.
Still, and Aaron as well. And nude pictures are fine too.
Wow.
Gwen, who's your intention for?
Well, I have two intentions, Brody. Are you
Let's
okay with that? Okay.
Oh, anything goes in quarantine time.
It's true. The first intention, just a quick shout out. My first intention is to Bonnie Prince Charles, who was just tested positive for coronavirus. And my intention is for him to get well soon.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Because I love
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Okay, my other intention is for Chrissy Teigen, really, and John Legend. I mean, they've been very entertaining in the best possible way while we've all been in self-quarantine. John Legend is performing on Instagram Live. Also, you may have seen that Chrissy and John traded a banana bread for some romaine lettuce via distance using one of the kids' toys, I'm assuming Luna's. And it was just absolutely adorable. But my intention for Chrissy is to please, please start doing cooking on Instagram Live. Show me some new recipes, girl. Work with me here. Take me through this. Let me get just a little piece of that amazing chef action that you have.
You know what? I saw Countess Luann make eggs a la Française in her accent this week in her kitchen, and I'm going to actually recreate the recipe at home.
I was going to do it too.
Isn't a la Française just whatever she decides is French that morning?
No, she cooks the eggs like super slow with some milk. It was really
like
a great
no milk. Cook eggs.
No milk. Sarah, let's do it on FaceTime this week.
Oh, great. Let's do an eggs a la Française cook-off.
Yes, yes. Sounds
cool,
perfect.
Cool.
My intention is for Childish Gambino, people.
Oh, you, I love the album so good.
Travis.
So good.
So good. It's unbelievable. And I know that there were rumors this might be his last album as Childish Gambino.
But it always is.
But I need him to clarify. I need more music like this. It's very Prince-esque. It's so sexy. It's so fun. It's so
weird. Great.
It's so weird. I've been running to the music. It's, if you haven't listened to it yet, please listen to it. But I need him to make more of this music and clarify if we're going to get this music from Donald Glover.
And The Weeknd. Those albums I listened to all day yesterday.
Okay, I need to give The Weeknd another listen because the first time I listened to it, I was like, all right, I like the singles, but I need to fall more in love with the album.
Oh, the LSD has to be right for you to really enjoy the album. It's like a it's like a little thing there. It's very experimental. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Thank you for the pro tip. Thank you for the pro tip.
I need to get some LSD so I can listen to The Weeknd because I've been listening to Kelsea Ballerini's new album, which is more my speed, and it is so good, you guys. So anyone who is more in that route, I highly recommend.
Hey, listen, we will take a recommendation because there is time to fill in self-quarantine. You guys ready to hit some news?
Yeah. Oh my God, please give it to us.
Well, crikey people, Bindi Irwin, she's tied the knot. Bindi took to Instagram today to confirm that she has tied the knot with Chandler, her fiance. She said they held a small ceremony. She married her best friend. They'd planned this beautiful day for nearly a year, had to change everything. They didn't even have guests at their wedding. And they had to do this, obviously, in light of coronavirus. And she said that they celebrated life. It was at the Australia Zoo Gardens. Her mom helped her get ready. Robert walked her down the aisle. Chandler became her husband. And they lit a candle in memory of her dad, Steve.
Very so sweet. Lovely.
I really love that. I love that she's, like, so adorable.
She is.
It'd be nice if, like, a crocodile, like, walked her down the aisle.
Or she rode one down. Rode one down the aisle. Or on a leash, if she had, like, two on leashes.
That's what I mean. That would, like, be fantastic.
Didn't Beyonce do
having,
that?
I've been having very, yeah. very vivid dreams while in self-quarantine. Have you?
No.
No.
I feel like you might have because that vision of an alligator, of Bindi Irwin riding a crocodile down the aisle at her wedding is very vivid.
That's true. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I'm supposed to go to a wedding at a zoo this summer, so maybe it'll be similar vibes. I'll report back.
We'll see if it happens.
Moving on to a little, well, not a little, but very sad news. Kenny Rogers has passed away. His family took to Twitter to say he passed away at the age of 81. He died of natural causes. He was in hospice care. And then, of course, we saw his former singing partner, Dolly Parton. She went to Instagram. Gwen, I know you saw that post. And she held up a picture of them. She said he was in heaven. She was crying. She said he's in a better place. And she said, she even referenced the coronavirus. She said he's going to be talking to God sometime today if he ain't already, asking him to spread some light to a bunch of the darkness going on down here. It's very sad.
Yep. Fly high, straight into the arms of God, Kenny. That's what Dolly said.
Ghetto superstar, that is what you are. That's the song they remade. That's him and Dolly. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yes. But I don't think they said ghetto superstar. I think they did.
I think they did, Brody. I'm pretty sure it was ghetto superstar. It was the original.
Okay, fine. Okay. Oh, thank you, Maya. Guys, there's another celebrity kid on Instagram, and it's not Jaden Federline. It's Mason Disick. He was
everything to me. It's already been deleted.
I know, because he's too young to have an IG account.
He pulled a Jaden Federline in a less bad way.
What did he tell us, Sarah Huron?
He was on Instagram. So he's had his private Instagram, and I also found his TikTok through his Instagram. So I don't know if you saw this, but a few weeks ago, Mason had a TikTok, and he was doing TikToks with David Dobrik and Addison Rae, two TikTok superstars.
Wow.
And then his account got taken down.
That's like working with Brad and Angelina.
No, he, like for movie. Real. For real. And his account got taken down because you're supposed to be 13 to have a TikTok, and Mason is not 13. Mm. But him and Larsa Pippen's daughter, Penelope, some of the other, you know, celebrity kids around the world have their own other TikTok now, which I'm sure is about to be deleted because I personally watched all these videos and it was on Mason Dobrik's Instagram.
That's a predator.
David Dobrik.
It was on Mason's Instagram. So Mason posted an Instagram live and he was talking about Kylie and Travis. Someone asked him if they had broken up and he said that they are not back together.
Correct.
That was a really long-winded way of saying what happened. Sorry. <It was.
laughs> Well, because everybody thought they were together. Some people were reporting they were together. We've reported they are close and co-parenting, but no, they're not back together. It was nice to have his confirmation, but also such a surprise to see him talking to the peeps and with his little nails painted. I thought that was cute.
I loved his nails painted like Harry Styles, adorable. Or Brooklyn Beckham.
No, it's everything. And the TikTok is so good. There's all these TikToks with P and North. And like, it's just like so cool to see them like being kids. However, Mason's Instagram has since been deleted. And I assume the TikTok is next. So take this content while you can.
But do you guys know the most adorable celebrity child who has their own Instagram account? I mean, run by the parents, but it's an amazing account.
Who? Go on.
Kavya James.
Oh, great. Great facial expression.
Kavya James, the daughter of Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union.
Yeah.
She is the most amazing little baby. I mean, she's a baby. Like, she's like, I don't even think you could call her. Well, she is a toddler because I saw her on Dwayne Wade's Instagram Live, like, toddling around. She's probably like close to two at this point. But like, I mean, she is just the cutest baby you've ever seen. They have a hashtag for her called Shady Baby.
Oh, because she's like so
genius at giving side eye.
I love that.
Travis, are you not following Kavya James?
I'm literally grabbing from my phone to follow Kavya right now. I love a Shady Baby.
Yes, Shady Baby.
And weren't we just last week talking about Ariana Grande and who she should date next?
We sure were. We were all wrong.
And we were shocked that she wasn't dating someone. And Sarah, weren't you like, you were shocked she wasn't in quarantine with someone?
I was like, this girl lives to be in quarantine with a man. She did it
alone.
With Pete Davidson before we were all supposed to.
Well, lo and behold, she has been in quarantine with someone. Dalton Gomez, who is this like hotshot real estate agent in L.A. And apparently she's been sharing pictures of him very discreet on Instagram. He's like petting her dog. But this was the guy she was making out with at the bar in the Valley in February.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I mean, a nice change of pace, but I personally, and maybe not coming from the best place, I wanted her to be dating a celebrity.
Yeah. But we always want them to date non-celebrities to, like, actually find that happiness. So maybe this is actually what's happening. But I hear you. I'm disappointed, too.
Well, you know who is dating a small-scale celebrity?
Pete Davidson? Scale
celebrity. No. Demetria Devon Lovato. Demi Lovato has a new man. Yes, she's dating Max Eric, who was on The Young and the Restless. He was on Under the Dome. He's 28. He's from New Jersey. And
a source
told us they met a couple weeks ago and they're dating. And we did a little mild social media sleuth thing too. And he posted a video of her dog. She commented on one of his very, very, very thirst trap photos. But yeah, cute new couple.
I'm always rooting for Demi Lovato.
She always has a New Jersey beauty to me, too. Like, she could be in with Gia Giudice, though. Like, her hair and makeup and style is, like, very hot girl Jersey.
She wears a lot of leopard.
True.
And
I love
makeup.
That about her.
Can we also say that Gia Giudice has a boyfriend now?
Yeah. Well, who is that guy, Sarah?
So, everyone, of course, was rooting for her and Frankie Catania Jr.
God, I felt bad about thinking he was so hot.
So hot. He is, I mean, talk about someone you want to be quarantined with. they went to prom together and that aired on the show not too long ago, but it was obviously a year ago in real time. And Gia is home from Rutgers. She's posting on TikTok where all the news is going down and she has a new boyfriend named Michael, I believe. And I'm still trying to figure out more about him, but I assume they met in college. And Frankie gave an interview and said that he's happy for her.
Oh, Frankie, I hope he's happy.
Wow. I really love that.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they end up together, but if not, I'm really happy for Gia. I really want good things for her.
I love that, but not as much as I'd love her being with Frankie.
I know, but she's in college. She needs to live it up. Don't make the same mistakes your mom did and marry the first guy you meet.
Oh, that's very true.
Okay, it was her moving second guy, by the way.
Michelle Williams has tied the knot again.
Wait, Michelle Williams.
She has married secretly Thomas Kail, the guy who she's expecting a baby with. And yes, that was the guy that she was working with Fosse Verdon on. And this comes on the heels of her being married last year. Remember, she ended her marriage with Phil Elverum after they'd been only married for about a year.
Yeah.
Go, Michelle. No feelings?
I mean, listen, I'm kind of like so over her marriages. And
wait
like,
a minute,
honestly,
I can't hear.
I've already worked out that like... She got with this guy while she was filming Gwen Verdon, who I, you know, kind of relate to because my name is Gwen and I'm a dancer. Also, you know, I kind of know Sam Rockwell who played Bob Fosse, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, I'm kind of like, I've worked out all of my feelings about this relationship at this point. I don't care that they're married.
Yeah.
I don't either.
Unless she's marrying like Noah Centineo, like, or someone really weird, I really don't care.
If she marries Noah Centineo, who's like 22.
Yeah, but he's single.
But see, aren't you interested in that?
Yes.
Of course.
Very, very.
I hope this one sticks. That's what I'll say.
Wow. I hope this one sticks.
Sarah, I believe in love.
Sure.
Moving on. I cannot believe we're talking about this and that this happened, but are you really surprised? Janelle Evans and dog murderer David Eason are giving their marriage another shot 4 months after splitting. She took to Instagram. Well, she was responding on a Q&A this weekend, and she said they're deciding to work things out right now and they're taking it slowly. Yeah, right. Obviously, she was booted off Teen Mom, and she said she went back to North Carolina because she can't afford a rent and a mortgage. She was living in Tennessee, so she has the kids back there, and they're with David, and they are trying to stay on the positive. And she said that David has never abused the children. He's never abused me. As you can all recall, she called 911 in October 2018 and June 2019, claiming it was
like
violence.
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, so not sure how much we can believe her, but of course we hope that she and her children stay safe.
And their animals.
And the animals, but I mean, she clearly has a, easy time forgiving when it comes to that.
I don't get it.
I don't get it at all.
No, he's very
the
tall.
The last person on the planet I would want to be quarantined with is David Eason.
Oh, you save who you want to be quarantined with, because once we get to our Corona section, we're going to talk about that. But do any of you watch 90 Day Fiancé?
I dabble.
Do you care or know about episodes. Ashley and Jay? Because I know people who are very into
it.
Okay, well, these two are also in toxic love, and she said had all these allegations about him. Is it cheated on her? There was violence allegedly, but she ordered a protection order against him.
Oh my God.
He was definitely cheating.
They're back together.
I can't believe it.
Which is like this quarantine. I mean, I get everyone's on the edge of cracking, but what the hell? So they're working things out.
90 Day Fiancé are just people who really are like so desperate for companionship, not even love, that it makes for such great television. So this going back to someone who's abusive and cheating, like, tracks so hard. These people on 90 Day will look the other way for, you know, shooting a dog named Nugget. Like, all of those things they can look past.
It breaks my heart.
I know. I can't get it. I'm not into it.
No, I'm not either. Moving on.
Lights, camera. Actually, let's recast this.
Guys, we need to talk about Tiger King. Have you been watching?
I've never been more excited about anything in my life.
Wait, but you guys, I haven't watched it yet.
Me either.
Oh my God. You know what?
Well, first of all, what the hell have you been doing with your lives? Because it's the best thing on television since the television was invented.
Oh my God. Okay.
I can't talk enough.
And here's what I felt about it. I wasn't first to watching Cheer, and I wasn't first to watching, what was that last one we all watched that we were crazy about?
Love is Blind.
Love is Blind. So I was like, as soon as I saw people talking about this on social, I was like, I need to watch it. I need to get through it. It is wild. Travis.
Wildest show on television. Yes.
Were you also attracted to John Finlay, or am I alone in my sad?
No, you are. I mean, I definitely would like a one night stand situation.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not saying I want to marry him.
I feel really guilty about it.
All right, but guys.
Is that the Tiger King?
No. You guys.
That's so exotic.
Sarah.
Is it a series or is it just a documentary? Is it one?
It's when you say the word episode. Everything, Gwen, it's everything.
Yeah.
It's a docu-series, and it's just like time bomb after time bomb. It's wild and amazing.
10 episodes, cool. Very easy to get through. You really want to pay attention. I was trying to do a lot of other things while I was watching it, and I'd have to stop and then rewind. Because it's just packed with
there's
info.
Another unsolved murder at every corner.
And they paint everyone to look like a total like criminal.
Yeah.
With most of them abusing drugs, but whatever. Anyhow, apparently Kate McKinnon is supposed to play Carol Baskin, who has this unusual potential heroine in it in some TV movie. Travis, do you have any ideas for who else you'd like to see play?
I sure do, Brody. This is
Let
my
me know.
Time ever. Okay, so for Mr. Joe Exotic, the man himself, I thought Leonardo DiCaprio would obviously be playing
God. Oh my gosh.
I also thought about Corey Feldman playing Joe Exotic and doing his big comeback. And I thought Jude Law, maybe.
Joe, we should call Joe Exotic in prison because that would really make him feel good to hear that you think so highly of him. I thought Dakota Fanning would be a really inspired joy.
Oh my god, that's really funny.
When you guys watch this, you're gonna have a new appreciation for it, and we'll let you cast it next week. Travis, anyone else? Yeah. Did you think about who you would cast the
husbands?
The husbands.
Okay, so the husbands for Travis, the husband, I thought Liam Hemsworth would be a lovely Travis.
Ooh, I thought Noah Centineo.
He was online too.
Okay.
Wait, who was your toothless husband?
I didn't get to the toothless husband, sadly.
Mine's Pete Davidson.
That's really good.
For Rick Kirkman, who is the director of the series.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good.
I thought Johnny Depp would be fantastic as him.
Wow.
And then Stella, the one-armed lesbian who sits in the pile of trash to do her interviews.
Yeah.
I thought Kate Dillon, the non-binary actor, would be so great. And then I have two more. Carol's new husband, I think Benedict Cumberbatch would be fantastic as that guy.
So good.
And then the newest husband, which I won't give any spoiler alerts, Spider-Man, John Holland.
Wow, Travis, you did really well. I actually also casted Carol Baskin as Cameron Manheim.
Oh my God, that would be great.
And thank you. And Doc Antle, I thought Will Ferrell would fill that role really well.
Oh, I said Seth Rogen for Doc.
Oh.
For the cult leader and polygamist and icon, the doctor of like nothing, definitely Seth Rogen.
Listeners and Gwen and Sarah, if you haven't watched Tiger King, watch it pronto.
Cancel your plans. You will not stop.
Cancel your non-existent quarantine plans. we need to move on to the feud that won't die. You guys, why are we talking about this Taylor Swift, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian feud again? Oh, it's because footage of the phone call with Kanye and Taylor leaked over the weekend. Sarah,
unedited.
What was your reaction, Sarah?
Well, my first reaction was I don't care, because it's not 2016, and as much as Taylor has quote unquote been trying to excuse herself from this narrative, she has also been the one who makes everything about Kanye still and cries about it every other day. But obviously this gave us more context. I understand everyone feels like Taylor is vindicated, but I don't really think I learned anything new either. Like I never thought that Kim like totally exonerated Kanye when she released the footage to begin with. It established that there was a phone call. But then the fact that Taylor was upset about the word bitch was never proved in the call. Like they never talked about that. And I never thought they did. That was definitely an argument. So now it's definitely interesting to know that obviously he never ran that line by her. I don't know if that was the problem, that
it was edited to me. I could tell that they didn't run the bitch line and say that it was bad. They didn't say they were going to create a nude Taylor to have in that bed. Like she wasn't forewarned about how actually like horrible it was for her.
Right. And I think we all knew that already. And there was definitely people who were on both sides. I think obviously Taylor took this very hard at the time. We got a whole documentary about it. And then I just think it's funny that she loves pretending not to be petty, but her statement was petty. Like, just be petty and own it. Listen, okay to be petty. We're all petty.
She's been under siege for the last 4 years with people.
Because she let them, though. We all would have moved on. She made this the biggest deal on the planet by disappearing.
You blame that victim.
She loves being the victim. It's her favorite role on the planet.
She has been bullied for 4 years by two extremely high profile people. She's been under a campaign of hate via social media. I loved her statement she's basically vindicated by this happening. And I love when she went on Instagram story and she said, instead of answering those who are asking how I feel about the video footage that leaked, proving that I was telling the truth the whole time about that call, you know, the one that was illegally recorded that somebody edited and manipulated in order to frame me and put me, my family, and fans through hell for 4 years, swipe up to see what really matters. And then she had that link to Feeding America. This is Taylor who is able to be Taylor of old, but like giving us the feuds and a little bit of like that dig that we want, and her fighting back, which is the new Taylor, but the progressive Taylor who's also politically and socially active.
I thought this was $20 to that campaign.
Go Travis and go Taylor. I thought this was like a fully realized Taylor and I really liked it. And Kim's response on Twitter, I was like, Kim, you did not need to respond to this. Like, right. you're in the wrong. What did you think about all those tweets? I was like, what are you doing?
I just thought that it made Kim look really bad. Like, sometimes silence is golden, girl. And I do completely agree with you about Taylor, who for years, it's not like I've been against her at all, but I did find her sort of annoying. And I found her sort of playing the victim. And I'm just so happy that she finally is vindicated. And mm-hmm. she was totally right all this time. And she really handled it. Like, now, looking back at the whole situation, even over all these years, she handled herself perfectly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right down to the swipe up, Feeding America.
Sarah Huron has no comment.
She's saying that's what matters right now. And then for Kim to go off, not cute.
No, I was like, what are you doing? It's almost 10 p.m. And if you really are concerned about the coronavirus, like, you can just tweet that and be like, something more succinct, not going on a multi-tweet rant, late night rant.
Right.
Because speaking of feuds and splits, what's going on with Alexis Ren and Noah Centineo? Have they split? They've unfollowed each other on Instagram. He deleted the photo of them. I think it's over. It's a sad day. And also, Halsey and Evan Peters, like, have they split? She took most of the pictures of him off of her IG, and then she posted this picture of a really ugly dinner on her Instagram, and so did her ex Youngblood. I couldn't even tell what they were eating. Like, Youngblood. Yeah, go ahead.
You learn a lot about your supposed significant other during times of crisis. Like,
who you tell them. Yeah.
You really do. You see if they've got the stuff, you know? It's like, I said this at the very beginning, like, everyone was talking about, like, baby boom and whatever. This is the test for so many relationships, new relationships, established relationships. After this is all over, we're going to see 50% stronger than ever, 50% totally blow up in a dust up.
That's the damn truth.
Thank you. They're going to have either have gained 20 pounds or lost 20 pounds.
That's true. See how skinny my arms are?
Yeah,
I'm in the quarantine 15.
I've been eating really healthy and working out every day.
Me too.
Damn. Good for you too. Travis, we need a palate cleanser. What happened on this day in pop culture history?
Oh, you know, I got a good one, and I think you and Sarah Huron are especially going to like it. Today is the anniversary from 2012. Does everyone remember what Bookgate is?
No.
On Roni?
Yes, on Roni.
Oh, yes, of course.
This is the anniversary of when the episode of The Real Housewives of New York City premiered the epic Bookgate controversy. And the long story short was that Carol Radziwill and Aviva Drescher each claimed that the other had a ghostwriter for their memoir. And they decided to articulate that by throwing a yelling match at Aviva's housewarming party. And then Aviva came up with the worst insult ever. And she says, at least I'm not 50 years old. And then they were never friends again. Because of course, Carol was like, I actually wrote books. Like, I'm a writer. And you had this random person write your book. And then she said, at least I'm not 50 years old. And then no one thought that was okay. And they're not friends.
Really gross.
And also in 2002, The Bachelor premiered on ABC.
Wow.
This Monday. And in 2005, The Office premiered. And in 2006, Hannah Montana premiered.
These are all really important things in my life.
It was Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. They all premiered 2005, 2006. And in 2001, on that same Sunday, Bjork wore her swan dress.
Wow.
What a time to be alive.
It was a
really
moment.
Such a rich week in pop culture history. Thank you, Travis.
Of course.
Let's bounce through some births. Maren Morris gave birth to her son with Ryan Hurd. Hayes Andrews Hunt. I love her too. Maggie Grace announced she was pregnant with her first child with her husband, Brent Bushnell. Yeah. She took to Instagram to announce that. That was very sweet as she stays at home. Kenley Molzahan, former Bachelor star from Bachelor Nation family. She announced that she's pregnant with her first child.
I just say about Kenley?
Yeah.
That I love when people who were on like every Bachelor, like I'm pretty sure she was on the Bachelor, Bachelor Pad, and Bachelor in Paradise. I just love when they finally find their happy ending, you know?
Yeah. Wow, Sarah, that's remarkably positive out of you. How nice.
You're welcome.
Kevin Hart and Aneko Parrish have announced that they are expecting their second child together. This is exciting.
Exciting question mark.
I mean, they've overcome a lot of adversity. They've been married since 2014, but obviously he had the infidelity scandal that he talked about in his most recent documentary series, Kevin Hart, Don't F*** This Up. He also had that very scary car accident, but no, they are apparently...
Oh my God, remember that car accident?
Yes, he almost died, and now they're expecting another baby, so new life. It's very happy. Also, this is a bleak story that has now another happy ending. Broadway star Ruthie Ann Miles revealed she's pregnant, which is almost 2 years after she lost her unborn baby, months after she and her four-year-old daughter were in that horrible car accident where her four-year-old daughter was killed. Another very, very sad baby news. Do any of you watch Little Women LA? I used to watch it. Do you know Christy? She's one of the cast members. I only know
Miss Juicy Baby.
She's on a different edition of Little Women, but from Little Women LA, Christy gave birth in early March, but then they lost their baby almost 2 weeks later, Violet Eve Carrazzo, which was very sad. The baby arrived 7 weeks early. But in happier news, Meghan McCain has announced that after suffering a miscarriage, she is now pregnant as well.
That is great.
People seem really happy for that, for her. And she said she feels really blessed, and this wasn't how she expected to announce her pregnancy, but she is going to be continuing to appear on The View at home, as we are all self-isolating right now. Before we talk about more Corona, let's do a round of everyone's favorite In the Ring game, where we put celebrities celebrating their birthdays.
It's time for Celebrity Birthday Boxing Mania!
That's right! Celebrities celebrating their birthdays this week. We're going to put them in the ring, put some gloves on them, and get them to duking it out. Gwen, Reese Witherspoon turned 44 on March 22nd. Carrie Russell turned 44 on March 23rd. Who wins?
Oh my gosh. This is a real tough one. Because, you know, Reese Witherspoon, she's got that Southern gumption, right?
Oh, yes.
But Carrie Russell, trained for the Americans, and she can actually kill a human. So I'm going to say Carrie Russell.
Very good answer.
I love that. Sarah. No, actually, Travis. Yes. Travis, Catherine McPhee turned 36 on March 25th, making her a little less than half of David Foster, her husband's age, finally.
Getting closer.
And Constance Wu turned 38 on March 22nd.
Oh, my God. That's a good one. I really thought I was going to give it to the iconic Smash's Catherine McPhee for her song Touch Me. But Constance Wu, she could beat the crap out of all of us, I believe. That fire in her eyes is just a warrior.
I know. Sarah, Mariah Carey turns 50 on March
70th.
And don't say birthday, because you have to say happy anniversary for her birthdays, as we know.
Right.
And Fergie turns 45 on March 27th.
Oh, Fergie.
I know.
She's got her. Stacey.
I know.
Stacey Ferguson.
Gwen, it's 44-year-old Carrie Russell versus 38-year-old Constance Wu. Who wins?
Oh, my God. No contest whatsoever. Carrie Russell would take her out.
Wow. Travis, you get to determine the deciding punch. It's 45-year-old Fergie and 44-year-old Carrie Russell. Who wins Celebrity Birthday Boxing?
Carrie Russell's thigh gap wins this match.
I love it so much. Thank you for another thrilling round of Celebrity Birthday Boxing Mania. Let's move on to our Corona chapter.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. This pandemic is terrifying and it's so atrocious. Colton Underwood and Tom Hanks both got sick before us. Wash those hands, stay far apart, stay home with runny noses.
Alrighty, guys.
I thought Lala Kent's rendition of A Million Germs set to A Million Dreams from Greatest Showman was good, but that just took the cake.
I'm calling the police.
Okay, guys, in the biggest Corona news today, obviously, Prince Charles has tested positive for the virus. As we know so far, Queen Elizabeth II, she's taking the necessary precautions. She's remaining in good health, Buckingham Palace said. She last saw him March 12th, but he is in isolation right now, which is very scary after he's been displaying mild symptoms.
Whew, that's really scary.
Of course.
There have been a lot of other celebrities who have taken to social media and other ways have shared their diagnoses. Daniel Day Kim from Lost said he tested positive. Indira Varma from Game of Thrones tested positive. Slim Thug, the rapper, positive. Marcus Smart from the Boston Celtics positive.
Andy Cohen.
Andy Cohen revealed he tested positive. Placido Domingo revealed he tested positive. Oh. Terrence McNally, the playwright, died of complications from coronavirus.
The Top Chef guy?
Yes. Floyd Cardoz died of coronavirus complications. Greta Thunberg even said she thinks she was sick with coronavirus. Aaron Tveit from Grease Live tested positive. Tevet, thank you. Aaron Tveit. I've clearly never said his name out loud. And Colton, Sarah, tell us about Colton Underwood.
Oh my God. Colton Underwood, picture of health, former football player, part vegan, I believe, vegetarian.
Iconic
bachelor, has tested positive for coronavirus. He is currently living in Cassie's family's Huntington Beach home on their third floor. None of the other people in Cassie's family have gotten tests because they don't feel any symptoms, which is, you know, the responsible way to go, but they are staying inside. So it's very interesting, you know, stuck with your girlfriend's family, her brother, sister, and parents. And Colton is, I think he had a really rough couple days. He's been posting videos on Instagram. He was having a lot of the shortness of breath. He said he was having trouble getting up and down the stairs, going to the bathroom. But he says he thinks the medication that he's get is starting to work. But I think it's been really painful, the body aches, he said. But he still has a book coming out next week, so something to look forward to.
I really liked his video because he was so upfront with his symptoms. And whenever you feel like you have like a sore throat or like a runny nose, you're like, oh, I got the Rona for sure. But when Colton was talking about it, he was like, oh, you know, it's like your body kills. You get winded, like squatting and sitting up. Like if you just have a little body ache or a runny nose, you're fine. So I really liked his. It actually taught me a lot and made me less scared throughout the day.
I agree.
Do you guys know anyone who's gotten the test?
I don't know anybody who's gotten the test, but I have friends who have what they believe to be mild cases. They've lost their sense of smell and taste, which is this odd symptom that seems to be something that's presenting in milder cases. But no, I don't know anybody who's actually gotten the test.
You know, Drake, who was in quarantine because he was hanging out with Kevin Durant, who tested positive, Drake announced that he tested negative for Corona, but he said that they put that Q-tip all the way inside your thoughts and shit when he was describing it to his dad.
My cousin works in city MDs all over New Jersey, and she's administering the test. And she says it's something.
Wow.
Well, our president also complained about the discomfort of the test, and Chrissy Teigen clapped back and said my vagina was ripped to my vajasshole giving birth to Luna. I had a vajasshole. Fuck your swab pain. Which then she said they had to put a garbage bag at the end of the bed to collect my blood before stitching. She really went into detail, sort of.
That vagina tear during birth really does not sound nice.
I know.
Yeah. And also we saw the report that Harvey Weinstein, convicted rapist and hideous human, Harvey Weinstein, apparently has coronavirus.
Which, how did he get a test in prison?
Well, you know, it's a big concern that there's a big concern that it'll spread in prisons because it's so tightly packed in there. Have you guys thought about which celebrity you'd want to be quarantined with if you were in quarantine?
Oh.
I would want to be quarantined at make all the Kardashians go back to that house that they had in seasons like 1 through 5, where they all lived there, and have all of us be there together.
Okay. Travis, what about you? Any idea?
The Hemsworth household.
I wonder why.
You know, just to watch them walk around in their towels coming back from the beach. I think that's where I'd like to be.
Guys, I really loved Hannah B, but my goodwill for her, I feel like, is depleting with the amount this quarantine crew, the amount of activity they're uploading on social. They did not need to establish the Instagram page for Tyler C, Hannah B, and all their friends. Sarah, what's your take on what's going on here?
You know, not only an Instagram page, a TikTok page, their own individual accounts posting up a storm. I wish I didn't check it every 5 minutes, but I have. And I have never needed to know more if two people are sleeping together in my life.
I agree. I don't know why I'm so enthralled if these two are having physical relations.
because they're both beautiful. We watched the whole journey, the Gigi Hadid of it all, the Stas, the Peter, the Dancing with the Stars. Like, we have just been on this journey with Hannah and Tyler since last May. We're coming up on a year of her Bachelorette season starting to air. So it's just, like, been nonstop. And I love them. I also, like, his brother is making videos with her. Like,
his best friend James is so cool, too.
Matt James.
Yeah, Matt James.
Yeah, there's just so much that I'm obsessed. I can't look away. I need to know.
You know, there are such little details that are happening because of the coronavirus outbreak. Chloe Sevigny took to Instagram and talked about the fact that now, because of some limitations in the hospitals in New York, you can't even have your partner in the room when you give birth. Obviously, because she's pregnant, that really affects her. This reignited the feud, at least temporarily, between Brandi Glanville and Eddie Cibrian and Leanne Rimes. Did you see that? God.
Cibrian, what is with you guys in last names today?
Cibrian.
She's like Chobani.
She Giovanni or Chobani? She said she was talking about them showing their true colors. She was upset because she clearly couldn't be in quarantine with her kids, but apparently.
Did you see what she wants? Brandi wants to live in the guest house of Eddie and Leanne's house with the boys.
I love her modern, it's her, you know, it's co-parenting.
I don't know if that would end well.
But of course, we also, besides the feuds that are springing up, we have great celebs like Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos who have donated $1 million to Corona efforts. Rihanna donated $5 million to Corona efforts. We have still, after the Vanessa Hudgens of last week, we have people like Madonna who are commenting on coronavirus, who are angering people. Sarah, did you write that piece about the Madonna? Yes, you did.
I did.
What did she do?
What did Madonna do?
Madonna took to the bathtub, fully nude, in diamonds, with rose petals, and called coronavirus the great equalizer because it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, you could die.
That's nice.
People weren't pleased.
Oh.
Because, you know, there is something to be said for the rich having more resources to recover from a pandemic, not only the illness, but the aftermath, which I think is a point we can all agree with. So maybe she should stop dancing around her house naked and donate some money.
We also had Evangeline Lilly, who was formerly from Lost, who clearly did not get the memo that her former co-star Daniel Day has coronavirus. She said that she thought that we're living under martial law, and she said some people value their lives over freedom, some people value freedom over their lives, we all make choices. And she sort of brushed off coronavirus as a type of respiratory flu and said that the government is overreacting. So shame on her. Really ridiculous. Very sad. I cannot believe Lady Gaga delayed her album release because of this.
Why did she do that? That's so mean.
Listen, she explained why on Instagram, but I still was like, this is kind of what we need to get us through this bleak time. Like,
yeah, hopefully
the music
it'll
is what helps.
Probably. I heard something, though, that like streaming and stuff numbers are down for music because I think people aren't commuting and stuff, but you would think that like a new album would be what people would want right now.
Yeah, and if you're not liking it for the money, you'd want to do it for, like, the distraction.
Yeah, yeah. I think music has helped being, at least speaking for myself, a real uplifter. So getting that album, Chromatica, would have really helped.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Olympics were finally postponed.
Well, that had to happen, you guys.
That had to happen.
Oh, but those poor people trading for so long, I mean, I feel way worse for Navarro Cheer Squad, who have been training so much harder than the Olympians. But of that is just really sad about people in their last year, like the 1 year to make it. That is
tragic. It's also tragic that means we probably won't get Bachelor Summer Games, which really affects my life, but hopefully next year.
Because before we get to our final segment, we need to talk about Archie's birthday. If you are safely going to the grocery store or you get a subscription to Us Weekly, you will see in this week of Us, we have details about Archie's first birthday, which is coming up next month. The family, that's Meghan and Harry, are supposed to go join up with the Queen. We will see if they can still do that to celebrate baby Archie's birthday. They've taken every step, our sources told us, to protect Archie in Canada, observing the quarantine, instructing their staff to wash and sanitize their hands, to wear protective masks and latex gloves. Yes, of course.
I can't wait till that little ginger starts toddling.
I know. And we need more content of him on Instagram.
True.
Mm-hmm. I need more ginger tufts of toddler hair.
And it's been a really long time since the Queen saw Archie, so it'll be nice that they can be reunified.
I mean, I wonder if they'll bring him over, though, given the circumstances and Prince Charles being positive.
Do you think the Queen has, like, house party or Zoom or Skype?
I bet she's on Zoom.
I bet she is, too.
You guys, we are about to move on to 25 Things You Don't Know About Me. But before we get into this final segment, we need to clarify. Because Sharon Tharp, our beloved occasional co-host, wrote in and told us that the one we did last week was one we had already done. It was Ariana Grande.
And oh, my God.
That puts...
No wonder Travis got it.
Sarah got it. But it puts my brain, Travis's, and Sarah Huron's to shame because Sharon Tharp already won that. And then last week we had a fake win with Sarah. So
it's still a win.
No, it's not.
Sarah, we already heard it. That was like.
By the way, Sharon Tharp is who called me when I got distracted during that Mason Disick discussion earlier. So don't blame me. Blame her.
Sure. Well, okay, listeners, you can play along. I pulled this out of the archives. Hopefully we haven't done it before because clearly I can't keep track now under the duress of coronavirus.
It's not like we have a lot of magazine every week, Brody, for years.
This is from a January 2013 issue. I'm worried because Travis is playing. And okay. Ready. No, gosh, I have to skip
what
this
year?
One. This is 2013, January. Listeners, please play along. 25 Things You Don't Know About Me. I'm going to skip number one. Number two, I wake up and fall asleep to ESPN every day. Number three, I'm going to skip. Number four, I think about going back to college because I missed it. Number five.
Me too.
Jim Carrey.
No. Number five, I study the history of every country I visit. Number six, I have road rage. Number seven, skip. Number
eight.
I hate you. Number eight, I want twins when I'm ready. it was well inspired, and you were in advance, Travis. Number nine, I'm fascinated by royalty. Number 10, in my book, giving up is not an option.
Michael Strahan.
Number 11, I put Texas Pete hot sauce on everything. Number 12, the only thing I fear is not having a family, kids, and love. Number 13, yes, my middle name really is blank. Number 14.
What? You're in a blank?
Yeah,
tell us the middle name. Are you kidding?
No, I cannot because this will immediately give it away. Number 14, people I love the most have hurt me the most, but it has made me wiser. Number 15, I'm addicted to flossing. Number 16, I'm also addicted to chewing ice. Number 17.
Like the dancing or the teeth?
Number 17, I'm a homebody, which would be great for this person.
It was 2013. The floss wasn't invented. Yeah.
Number 18, I'm obsessively organized. Number 19, when it comes to clothes, trying on clothes, I'm impatient.
Khloe Kardashian.
No. Number 20, my mom didn't want me to be an artist at first. She watched too many episodes of VH1's Behind the Music. Number 21, I have a hard time eating healthy. Number 22, The Godfather is one of my favorite movies. Number 23, I get more excited about giving than receiving. Number 24.
Oh,
I knew you would appreciate that. Number 24. Pray every night.
They pray every night?
Yeah. Number 25, I don't know if I would date a fan, but I wouldn't mind a little fan of my man. Okay.
Interesting.
Number one, I'll go back. Number one, my name came from a perfume. Number three, my dogs are named.
All right.
Number three, the one I also skipped, my dogs are named Georgia and Tyson after George Foreman and Mike Tyson. Okay, let me see.
You overestimate us with all the ones you skip.
Okay, well, number 7 or number 13 will give it to you. So if you guys are ready for Travis to win, let me know.
Say it.
Number 13. Yes, my middle name is Princess.
Oh. Mm. Oh, is it Cardi B?
No.
No.
Okay, I'll give you the one that will definitely give it away. I don't like being called the queen of crunk and art. Crunk and B. My music is R&B and pop.
God.
I have no idea.
2013. I don't like being called the queen of crunk and B. My music is R&B and pop.
God.
Travis, I'm so disappointed in you.
I'm really disappointed in myself. And I don't even know who it is.
Guys, it's Sierra.
That's what I was going to guess.
The princess is here.
Thank you so much. I didn't know that her middle name was Princess.
I know. Well, neither did Travis or Sarah.
That last one, I was like, it can't be Sierra because her middle name is definitely not Princess.
I guess that's that line. The princess is here. Sierra.
Well, guys, we hope we provided some entertainment and distraction for you this week on our Hot Hollywood podcast. Whether you listen on Spotify, tune in on iTunes, beam us in on an aluminum can with tinfoil antenna, or stream our podcast from somewhere deep and mysterious on the interwebs, thank you again for joining us. You can hit us up on social media. Let us know what you've liked. If there's something we haven't talked about that you want us to address next week, ask us any questions. And you can always join us again next week on our Hot Hollywood podcast. Thank you guys for listening. Bye-bye.